I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Has Donald Trump's presidency agenda reached an inflection point? When and if the Epstein files are finally released, will he ever be able to regain support he has lost over the past couple of months? Is the MAGA base beginning to have doubts or even splinter? Let's go through it. In the lead-up to the potential House vote on releasing the Epstein files, the very open and vitriolic attacks on Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene have taken on almost surreal proportions. The president calling her a traitor, far left, and wacky. Greene on CNN saying the name-calling is not helpful, and she says she is sorry for her past participation and says one of her goals now
is to end the toxic fighting in politics. And this has been going on for years, and it has divided our country, split up friends and families.
Having said that, she says he has strayed from his America First policies on which he was elected. She says she has not.
And I do support him and his administration, and I support them in delivering the campaign promises we made to the American people.
She says the feud has been hurtful and potentially dangerous.
The most hurtful thing he said, which is absolutely untrue, is he called me a traitor. And that is so extremely wrong. And those are the types of words used that can radicalize people against me and put my life in danger.
So the issue that has brought on the Trump tirade is the Epstein files.
That is shocking. And, you know, I stand with these women. I stand with rape victims. I stand with children who are in terrible sex abuse situations. And I stand with survivors of trafficking and those that are trapped in sex trafficking. And I will not apologize for that. I believe the country deserves transparency in these files. And I don't believe that rich, powerful people should be protected if they have done anything wrong.
Greene is not alone in the GOP in supporting the petition to vote and release the files. Congresswomen Boebert and Mace are also signees. Trump is battling criticism for the cost of living, his tariff policies, which he is incrementally reversing, by the way, the battle over health care, the insertion of U.S. troops and attacks in the Caribbean, the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier now being dispatched to the area, his warm greetings for the Saudi prince to the White House. Amid reports the Trump organization wants to enter into new business deals in Saudi Arabia. With all of that, the issue stuck in his craw, with which he wants to verbally assault one of his most ardent supporters, seems a bit bizarre. So questions. What is he so violently afraid of? If this Epstein episode finally goes away, will he be able to mend fences? How badly is he wounded by this? Will women be able to forgive his seeming callousness toward abused women? Will he, in fact, start reversing tariffs? Is there any chance this is a fatal political wound? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.